What does family mean to you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our relationships with our family can look a lot of different ways. Sometimes they can be good and life-giving, and sometimes they're straight up toxic and take life from us. Regardless of what your relationship looks like with your family right now, today's Devo is for you. It's called Fractured Families and a Faithful Father by Kayla Esguerra. For many people, the word family evokes ideas like safety, love, acceptance, and happiness. But for others, family evokes ideas like anxiety, strife, fear, and rejection. God established the family as the first human social structure, starting with the first marriage between the first man and first woman as part of the very good world he created. He intended their family to multiply and flourish as they ruled the world on his behalf. That all changed, however, when the humans rejected God and rebelled against him. Everything in God's creation began to break down into evil, chaos, and corruption. Not only did their sin fracture their relationship with God, but it also fractured their relationships with each other. Where the family had once been a place of love and trust, it was now fractured by selfishness and distrust. These deep-seated sinful propensities affect every family today. But God did not give up on our now greatly extended human family, although he would have been justified in doing so. Instead, he chose one very fractured and dysfunctional family, the family of Abraham, through whom he promised to restore his blessings to all the families of the earth. Despite this family's long history of being continually unfaithful to him, God was still faithful to keep his promise by sending his own son, Jesus, to be born into the family of Abraham. Jesus is fully human, yet he never sinned. He lived as the perfect representative of all humans. Through his death for our sins and his resurrection from the dead, Jesus made the way for all people, all members of the human family to be reconciled to God. He wants to make us part of his eternal family. In Jesus, there is hope and healing available for every person and for every fractured family. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What comes to your mind when you think of the word family? And why? What are some practical ways you could demonstrate God's loving and faithful heart to your family this week, such as praying for them, serving them, or encouraging them? If you've ever experienced a deep hurt from someone in your family, who are trusted adults in your life who could help you set up healthy boundaries? Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus is adopted into God's family. If you want to learn more about this good news, go to Unlocked and check out the Know Jesus tab. And if you want to dig deeper, read Romans 4:16 as well as 5:12-21 and Galatians 3:7-29 and Ephesians 1:5-2:19-22. As you and I can read in 1 John 3:1, see how great a love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 12:1-3, John 1:1-13, and Galatians 4:4-6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keyser Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Well, I encourage you to share it with a friend or family member who might benefit from its message too. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.